The Attorney Tom Ganim, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is back and live in Fairfield now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
We are here in Fairfield at stop number 5. Yes, Andy, you can get a picture. We have to, yes, Cindy, are you going to, oh, I thought you were going to hand him a phone. Yes, we'll get a picture, Andy. There you go. Oh, you're so welcome, Andy. We love Andy from Consort Media. Right in front of me, though, this woman is literally one of my idols. You know that, Cindy. I've told you that, so you know it's not shocking. Cindy Bigelow of Bigelow Tea. There was no way I could come to Fairfield and not talk to you, Cindy. Come on now. Good morning.
Well, I'm very excited to be here, and I'm honored that you asked me. And yes, of course, I cannot say no to you, so you're kind of the secret weapon. All it has to be is you ask, and I go, okay.
I mean, I do love you. I mean, I love you, and I love your tea, obviously. Good. We have the whole box in our house. In fact, my son only knows Bigelow Tea, and he's only 6. He'll go places, and if he doesn't see that it says Bigelow on it, he's like, I'm all set, thank you. I'm like, you don't drink tea. But it's like, well, it doesn't look like the type. We shouldn't trust that tea. I'm like, okay, honey. So you've already got the brand in his name. He's all set. So.
Well, I was so excited to come here and get a beautiful cup of cozy chamomile. So it's perfect for me. Andros knows exactly what they're doing.
I know. Well, I mean, I've said before, in fact, I think I had messaged either ML or you, I can't remember when, but we had gone to Australia years ago to visit my sister, and they had it at the hotel in Australia. Yes. Bigelow Tea. It was the first time I had felt at home, and I said to my sister, I was like, did you know they have Bigelow Tea here? She's like, well, I'm not living in a hotel while I'm abroad. But no, I didn't know. I mean, you're everywhere. Did you ever think Bigelow Tea? It feels like you're everywhere.
I wish we were everywhere. We're not. But when we are discovered in a place like what you're saying in Australia, we are so thrilled. We're like, oh, send us pictures, and we posted in all of our facilities and our
so
manufacturing
cool.
plants. We're so excited. Everyone is like thrilled when someone sends us a photo like that.
Yeah. I mean, it is really neat. Talk a little bit about the history of Bigelow Tea, because it's an incredible story. It really
yeah,
is.
You know, family businesses, just like this wonderful diner, is I think an important part of the fabric of this country. And so we've been in business now for over 80 years. My grandmother started as an interior designer. She lost everything at the Depression, during the Depression, and my grandfather was in publishing. He lost his job. And so they really just wanted to continue to have a family business. And so she thought about it and said, you know, in this country, we don't have a lot of good tea, she felt. And so she found, she didn't have an actual recipe, but she had heard about a colonial recipe that used orange rind and sweet spices, and it aged in a crock in a basement in the cold. And she loved that idea, so she got together with a friend, Mrs. Neely, and they kind of talked about it. And then she went into her kitchen, and next thing you know, Constant Comet was born, and that is really still one of our flagship teas, which mm-hmm. we're so proud of. And 80 years later, here we are.
I know. It's amazing. It's incredible to think, like, blink and here we are.
I know.
8 decades later.
She'd be so proud.
She
would just be so proud, because we really stayed, what I think, close to the values that represent what she wanted when she started a company. She wanted it as a family business. She wanted it to have where the consumer and the quality never, ever was going to be compromised. And I think we still, to this day, care so much about our employees, the community, the environment. We do not compromise on that quality. Even this cozy chamomile, if you knew what it took to get this particular chamomile with a sweet, buttery, honey flavor, so I know she'd be very proud.
Yeah. Now, did you always know you'd go into it? You talk about family businesses. My father is a health insurance broker, and he created his business from the ground up. When we were kids, my father, you know, of course, was like, who's going to take over at some point? What's funny is my husband and my brother both work as his partners. He ain't retiring anytime soon, so I don't know why he was so worried about us taking over. But I remember my brother knew he would probably be working at my father's broker. Now, I never had any interest in it. I was like, I'm not good with numbers, Dad. I don't want to do that. But did you know, like, you were always going to be?
You know, I always feel a little bad because, yes, I did. And then I feel like, well, if you didn't know what you wanted to do at 16, there's a problem. No, nobody knows what they want to do at 16. There are very few of us. And I think that people also find what they want to do over time, right?
Yeah, true.
Were you 16 years old and knew exactly what you wanted to do?
No.
Right.
No.
In a very unusual way, I did. Mm. You know, that we'd sit around the kitchen table and Dad would share some stories. And I just thought, oh, my gosh, I wouldn't want to do anything else.
Yeah.
I know people said, you know, is it, I don't know, sometimes people say questions like, well, is there anything else you could do or something? I'm not sure what they say, but I'm like, wait a minute, whoa, there's nothing else I wanted to do.
That's amazing.
Who, I would say to myself, who wouldn't want to run this beautiful little family business?
Yeah.
So he knew early on that I was all in. I was so excited to have this opportunity. And to this day, I just celebrated 40 years with the business.
I know. Amazing.
I started when I was six.
I know. Oh, I mean, it's amazing. I didn't even know you were 46. I was going to say 36, but okay. I mean, listen, you hide your age very well. Okay, cool.
It's the tea.
That's amazing.
But, you know, I just pinch myself. I really do. I don't just say that. I pinch myself that I get to do what I do. I make the most beautiful product. Really, the
it
most
is.
Beautiful
it's
product.
It's amazing.
And we really work hard to keep it at a price that absolutely it's for the every person to enjoy. Mm-hmm. This is not this, you know, whatever, very expensive product that's very rare. It's just for the everyday individual to enjoy
and having
this
variety.
Beautiful cup.
I mean, it's, and you don't, that's the thing. I loved how you said you don't compromise on taste because it's so true.
Nope.
You do not. You've also expanded. I mean, mm-hmm. one of the last times I had you on, Cindy, was because you had expanded into a partnership where you were now craft brewery with the tea infused.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
that was so cool.
Yep. We love working with them. Stony Creek is a great. Great family company to work with, and we're still on some really fun projects with them. So
stay tuned
a little bit longer.
It's exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Any other big news or things down the pipeline? You don't have to share, I guess, all the details, but I mean, I always love.
We always have a lot
spill
of
the
news
tea, to... if you will. How many times do people tell you to spill the tea, and you're like, that's not funny because
how about this?
That's product.
I always say when it boils down to, and people laugh. I'm like, it's what else am I supposed to say?
What do you say, though? But it is true, though. I didn't think about this tea, but like literally when people say spill the tea, she's like, no, that would be like money down the drain. Like, please don't spill my, you know what I mean? But I just can't imagine how many times people say that to you and you're like, please don't. But it's like when people say mic drop to me and I'm like, no, don't. These are really expensive microphones. I get it. So, but I mean, anything
Well, we always have some fun stuff coming and absolutely no, I would never, ever share those secrets. But we have just a lot of fun stuff. We just finished our year. Our year ends in June. So
okay.
We finished our year. And I have to say, we were just so blessed to have a great year. We continue to grow our market share, which people are like, what is that and why do I care? But for us, it's really important that we're continuing to grow. And when we go to the stores, they look at us as sort of the market leader. And what are we going to bring to the store shelves? And what are we doing? So very, very good year. Lots of good stuff. We are building. We have three manufacturing facilities.
I was going to say, Shelton. Mayor Mark Loretti has been raving about you coming to Shelton.
Well, we have also, though, in Louisville, Kentucky, Boise, Idaho, and here, as you know, Fairfield, Connecticut, and we have the land in Shelton. But we are expanding down in Louisville, not to take anything away from Connecticut. More machines are coming here, but we are building a brand new manufacturing facility. I mean, that's what we are. We're manufacturers.
Absolutely.
That's what we do. We bring the beautiful teas in from all around the world.
And share the wealth.
Right. And from the United States as well. And we blend them. We test them. We age them until they're just perfect to be put into a tea bag. And then we put them, 2.2 billion tea bags we manufacture in the United States of America. Wahoo.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to continue having you on this show and to just keep watching the story of Bigelow Tea. It's, I mean, 80 years young. There's so much to do.
I think so, too.
But I'm telling you, I mean, 46 looks good on you. I'm serious, though. It's crazy. It's really what you're doing at Bigelow Tea and your entire team. I mean, I think that's also every person I've spoken to who's worked for Bigelow Tea loves it there.
Thank you.
For the amount of work that you're doing, I mean, when you hear about how much you're cranking out and how precise it needs to be in the product and all that, you also have there's like quality of life there.
Yeah.
At least that's my understanding from your staff.
That's what I really try to do is because we don't want you to come to Bigelow and work like 2 or 3 years and then, you know, put
and
that on
it.
Your resume and move to the next place.
Right.
You know, we really try to create an environment, which is
your
the
family.
Responsibility is really ultimately on me to create a space where people want to just... You know, we can't pay the highest wages. We don't make Rolex watches. We make a tea bag. But we want to be competitive. And we want to be a great place where you have really good benefits and a really good bonus. And, you know, you just can say, this is my home. Because, you know, through our lives, we go through some tough things. And I like to say that Bigelow you can always come to and your base is there. Your base loves you. Your base is going to be supportive of you during your rough times. And it makes a difference at the end of their careers because we have so many people, 40, 45, 30, 25 years. And when they talk about their years with Bigelow before they retire, which, of course, I grab onto their ankle going, you can't retire.
Right.
Which is really a little unfair. But they... they really, you know, you can just see what that family, what the Bigelow family, and that doesn't include me. I'm talking everyone that works there.
Yeah.
What that has done for them over their years at our company. So we want you to work. We want you to work here for a very long time.
Yeah. Well, it seems like they do. So,
yeah.
I mean, we love that Bigelow has been such a staple in Fairfield. I mean, the amount of countless times I have passed by that building here in Fairfield growing up here. And it's so cool so many years later to have you on my show regularly. Yeah. It's awesome, Cindy. And
well,
so,
you guys are so important in the community and just to even be part of it. I think that's you know, these family businesses like the diner, and it's what you bring and your communication and the people that you bring on and the music that you bring joy. And, you know, us being here as well and dedicating to the community. So I think it's what makes this area really special. I would put our area against anywhere in the country.
Yeah. Don't challenge us because we'll win. Absolutely. Cindy Bigelow, thank you so, so much. And we will, I'm sure, see you again very soon.
All right. You're the best. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful friend.
Of course. And keep me posted on all those updates. I'm excited.
Okay.
Can't wait to have you back
have
on the
day.
Show. Yeah, you too.